The Gemara Masechta Menachas Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph quotes a brisa. Arba minim shebelulav. When we speak about the four minim in the lulav, shnayim mehem oisim peiros, as we mentioned in the previous year, two of the minim produce peiros, the esrog and the lulav. V'shnayim mehem and the adasim and the aravos ein oisim peiros. Ha'oisim peiros yizukukim le'ein oisim peiros. The lesson of this is that those that produce peiros rely on those that don't produce peiros. V'she'enois and peiros yizukuk and lois and peiros. And similarly, those that don't produce peiros rely on those that do. V'en echa joitz behem yidei chavosa behem. V'en odam joitz yidei chavosa behem. One cannot fulfill the mitzvah of dal minim. Ad she'e b'kulam v'agudachas. Until they're all united. V'ken Yisrael b'hartzor. And so too is when it comes to a tainus. The halacha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only accepts our tefillas ad she kulam b'gadachas, only when we're all united. Shenemar habayne b'shamayim aloysov v'agudosoy al eretz yisoda. Our success b'shamayim is when we are ba'achdus in this world. And so does Rav Shimon Chasida say in the Gemara, Misach the Krisis Dav Vava Bebeis, Kol Tainus Tziba She'en Bei Poshi Yisrael, any Tainus Tziba that doesn't include the Poshi Yisrael, ain't a Tainus, is not considered a valid Tainus. She'er Chabona Reich Ro, the Chabona is one of the spices that has a poor odor, it's mentioned together with all the other Samonim. And the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Kippur, Simen Tov Reish Yud Tes Sef Aleph, says that on Yom Kippur evening, as we come to the shul for Kol Nidre, the Shleich Tzibur says, B'yeshiva Shalmala, B'yeshiva Shalmata, Aldas HaMokoim, Valdas HaKol, Onu Matirim, Les Balel Im Harvyonim. We make a special announcement that we're joining the Avrayonim. We're joining those who are Avrayonim. They're over on the Divrei Torah. We're joining with them, or they're joining with us in our Tfilas and Yom Kippur. And as the Gemara Masechta Krisis just said, and our Gemara said, is because without them joining, we don't have a real chance of success. We need the achdus of everyone here to be successful in our tefillah. I did see an interesting pshat from the Pachad Yitzchak. We know that the minig is that on Yom Kippur, unlike the rest of the year, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Loilam Voed out loud. And the reason all year we say it quietly, says the Magen Avraham in the name of the Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu took this nusach, Baruch Shem Kvay Machusoy, from the Malachim, and therefore he didn't want to publicize that he has it, so we always say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusoy Loilam Voed quietly. But on Yom Kippur, when we are like Malachim, so we could say it out loud. But the Pachad Yitzchak says that the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph says that wherever there are Aravyonim, wherever there are Minim, they say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Loilam Voed out loud. That there are Minim, that Pikarsim should not say that we're adding to the Divrei Torah quietly. So in Yom Kippur, as we're learning now, we're in the shul, we have the Avrayonim join us. So since we have the Avrayonim joining us in shul, we make it a point to daven, say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Lo'ilam Voed out loud. But I did see that it's important to remember who should be, so to speak, on top and who should not be on top. And that's why when it comes to the hadassim in the aravos and on the, that are connected in the lulav, as our Gemara discusses about the igur of the lulav, the halacha is that the hadassim should be higher than the arava. To teach us that even though witaka, as our Gemara is teaching us, supposed to combine the hadassim and the aravos and all the different types of Jews together on Yom Kippur, it's not to be forgotten that who was supposed to be on top. And the hadassim that represent the Talmid HaChachamim should always be considered more important than the aravos. I saw a vart from the Miches Yitzchak. The Miches Yitzchak says, we know that the Gemara says that the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Mi shezuch yosov yiseris avonosov, somebody who has more schusim than averis is a tzaddik. And not only is that relevant to an individual, so is it relevant to an individual, and so is it relevant to the chol olam, to the whole world. So it turns out, says the Miches Yitzchak, that you could be a tzaddik, but part of a world that is mostly Rishonim. Or chas v'sholem, vice versa. The city, the world, the town that you live in could be a town that's mostly tzaddikim, but you personally are not in that category. You personally are not in that category. And therefore, even if the town, the world, the city is nidon, is judged favorably, that wouldn't help you. The reason it wouldn't help you is because you are not in that category. What could help a person that even if he himself is unfortunately not on the right madrega, but he can still be saved? That is if he combines himself together with other people. As our Gemara says, if you connect yourself with a community, so even if chas v'sholem you aren't where you ought to be, but our Gemara says, v'kein lahar tzor, when we connect ourselves with other Jews, then we will be successful. And I saw that the Avni Nezer explains why is it so critical that all Jews connect to each other. So Avni Nezer says a beautiful vart. He says that every Jew, makes no difference what their madrega is, makes no difference what their level is, has something that they can contribute. And therefore we need to take the talents and the strengths of every Jew, and by combining all of these strengths and talents, then Klal Yisrael, Be'achdus, with all of these different elements and talents and strengths, is able to be merutza, is able to be loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that not only, as we said earlier, do the Amratzim have benefit from the Talmid Chachamim, but the Talmid Chachamim have benefit from the Amratzim on a simple level. Pshat is because the people who aren't necessarily Talmid Chachamim support those who are Talmid Chachamim, which enables them to be able to learn. But I saw a different pshat. The Gemara says, Ein tzaddik ba'aretz ashiyas atoy v'lo yechta. There is no tzaddik that is perfect. There's nobody that's perfect. So how does a person come to be considered a tzaddik? When we compare this individual to other individuals who are not in that madrega, or as the pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu says, "Im lovin garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti," that even though I lived together with Rishoyim, I was careful not to learn from them. So our being close to Rishoyim strengthens our position, and therefore it's necessary for the tzaddikim to connect to the Rishonim. And there's a beautiful vort from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Amar Rabbeinu Seinu, Minayin La'atzi Sukkah Shesurin Kol Shiva. How do we know that you're not allowed to have benefit from the Sukkah all 7 days of Sukkahs? Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yom LaVshem. Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga. Just like we know a carbon, we're learning say the kachim. Just like we know a carbon is hegdish, kal chal shem shemayim al sukkah. So too is the sukkah hegdish. And the Gemara also says that the dalaminim are huksa l'mitzason. They have a kedusha on them. What is the point here? So he says, as our Gemara says, that the dalaminim represent all the different types of Jews that they are. So just like the Torah is teaching us, you know when Shem Shemayim is Chal? The Shem Shemayim is Chal on a Sukkah. The Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Dalaminim. What does that mean? The Dalaminim represent the all, as we're learning in our Sukkah, the various types of Jews. The Sukkah represents all of Klal Yisrael. As the Gemara says, the Sukkah is a place that there's room for everybody in the Sukkah. When all of us join together, whether through the lesson of the Dalaminim, when all of us join together sitting in one Sukkah, that's when the Shem Shemayim is Chal. That's when we have the greatest Kiddush Hashem.